Hello and welcome to Dealcast, the weekly M&A podcast presented to you by Merger Market and SS&C Intralinks. I'm Juliana Needham, I'm a business journalist and I've covered M&A for a decade. In this special episode, we're discussing the key findings from SS&C Intralinks Global M&A Dealmakers Sentiment Report for 2024. I'm joined by Nick Cheek, who's the managing editor for Merger Market, and by Ken Bisconti, who is the co-head of SS&C Intralinks. Hi, Nick. Hi, Ken. Thanks very much for joining me today.
Hi, Juliana.
So, Nick, starting off with you, you have been working on the publication side of this report. Can you give us some background on the survey and run through how it was carried out, please?
Sure, absolutely, Juliana. So in the last quarter of 2023, we surveyed 300 M&A dealmakers, both strategics and sponsors. So there were 225 corporates and 75 private equity respondents. They came from every region. We chose every sector, and we had the same level of rigor in ensuring that we got a strong split in terms of company sizes. So the report itself broadly looked at M&A sentiment, as the title, the Intralinks Sentiment Study, would suggest, but we went much deeper than just volume, value, and indeed present sentiment. We covered dealmakers' expectations for 2024 and beyond, drivers and challenges, the sector and geographical outlook, but also the getting to the nitty-gritty of the M&A process, looking at the outlook for ESG, the effect of technology, including, importantly, the impact of AI, which seems to be in the headlines all the time now, and looking at how corporates and PE can mitigate risk in what is a very challenging macroeconomic and geopolitical climate still.
Great, thank you. And we're going to come on to a bit more of the detail with Ken in a moment, but can you outline some of the main findings from the report, please?
Absolutely, Juliana. Yeah. So given this report was so in-depth, I mean, I could probably rattle on for ages about all of the findings that we've got, but I'm going to pick out five key ones. And I know that Ken is going to go into a lot more depth than I am here, but I think I'll just break these up into five really interesting findings that I've got. So in terms of the outlook for dealmaking, we found that dealmakers are optimistic, possibly a little cautiously so, but optimistic about 2024. Over half of our respondents expect the level of M&A to increase in the next 12 months. And this includes 13% of those who expect M&A levels to increase significantly. There's also an interesting regional focus as well, and that's looking at expectations for Asia, M&A in Asia. More than two-thirds of respondents in the APAC region expect deal-making there to rise over the next 12 months, with a full quarter of those saying that M&A levels will increase significantly. Now, turning to challenges and the process itself, and the actual nitty-gritty of getting deals done, we found that financing could be tricky for dealmakers in 2024. Given that we're still in a high-interest environment, despite the noises that we hear from several central banks, global central banks, who may start cutting rates in the spring, possibly the summer, we found that three-quarters of our respondents expect it to be more difficult to secure deal financing in the near future. Also, ESG is still very much in the spotlight in 2024, and it's not going anywhere, particularly on a regulatory basis. Around 9 in 10 respondents are forecasting a rise in regulation around ESG in 2024. And finally, just sort of mentioning what I was talking about before, just going back to the AI side of things and technology. Looking ahead, we discovered that nearly all respondents, so 93% of respondents, anticipate an increase in the use of AI tools for deal making. And the areas that they find that they want to cover, the majority are highlighting deal drafting, due diligence, and valuation as areas that are going to be disrupted by artificial intelligence in the next year, 12 months and beyond 2024. So I think overall it's a fascinating study, but also, I mean, despite the challenges and despite the macroeconomic and geopolitical context that we're in at the moment, it's good to know that dealmakers are cautiously optimistic for 2024.
Great, Nick. Thanks very much. So, Ken, Coming to you, let's start by looking at the last year. It was described in the report that the M&A market had been on a wild ride over the past few years. Can you tell us why dealmakers are now more optimistic about the year ahead?
Sure. I think it's definitely fair to say it's been a bit of a wild ride with erratic economic and geopolitical issues, many of which still exist, you know, but we're excited because we see dealmakers coming off of a fairly strong Q4 for dealmaking suggests acceleration into 2024. We believe that there's growing comfort around today's economic environment, and of course there's some anticipation, you know, in rate cuts or at least leveling, you know, inflation. And you know what we hear from dealmakers, and you see in this survey, you know, there is a tremendous amount of volume on the sidelines, and you know the demand for deal execution and cash to spend, you know, continues to be a significant influencer, you know, on behavior.
And can you explain in detail why private equity firms faced a much tougher year than their corporate counterparts? Obviously, the higher cost of financing was a factor in that. And what do you think we can expect to see in the private equity space during the coming year?
Well, I think, as you know, private equity firms are more sensitive to rates than most corporates are. We saw, you know, PE volume was down significantly in 2023 to levels not seen since before the pandemic, clearly disrupted by tight financing market and overall high rates. You know, there's a fear in the PE market, you know, the hit on ROI if deals are financed at such rates, even if they could get deals done, you know, has been impeding or retarding volume here, as well as, you know, recession fears and overall market uncertainty. Now, coming into 2024, though, we still have record levels of dry powder to put to work, you know, the pressure from LPs to spend. We have aging portfolio companies that will need to transact. And there is, you know, growing comfort around the economic environment. And, you know, as Nick said, cautious optimism that we're seeing, you know, leveling in inflation and rates. And the middle market is poised for a big year. 93% of respondents expect to undertake deals in this bracket, supported by private credit.
Great, thank you. And in the deal sentiment report, there were very different responses when it came to the views on deal sizes and how many deals that corporates and private equity firms expect to make over the 12 months in the different regions. Can you talk us through some of those findings, please?
Yeah, well, the report says that, you know, dealmakers surveyed expect all to be active M&A participants in 2024, which is good news. And PE certainly seems more bullish than corporates in terms of their appetite to get new deals done. 31% of corporates expect to do four more deals, while nearly 85% of PEs expect the same. You know, really tremendous support there. And among those surveyed, the deal types that we anticipate to have the most volume are buyouts, add-ons, traditional M&A, and joint ventures. So much less so the, you know, IPO, SPAC, and bankruptcy, you know, type transaction, more traditional M&A and buyouts.
And can you tell us more about the sectors where you expect to see the highest growth and also the lowest growth in the next 12 months, according to the survey, please?
Yeah, well, according to the survey, nearly two-thirds of respondents believe that TMT will see the largest uptick in growth. It's a little bit of a what goes down must come up. You know, they had the worst year-on-year volume performance of any sector globally last year and, you know, are expected to see an uptick, you know, this year. Also, we think that the, you know, it's logical that the lack of VC funding, you know, may spur a wave of tech-related M&A. In early stage companies. In second place is industrials and chemicals. But on the flip side, dealmakers are less optimistic about the transportation and pharma sectors, which is maybe a bit surprising as the PMB sector actually performed pretty well in 23 with an overall deal value, from an overall deal value perspective, rising 17%.
And is that some of that just a kind of hangover from that sector, PMB, pharmaceuticals, medical, biotech, doing really well as a result of the pandemic, that it's just going to come off a bit?
Yeah, probably the opposite of what we were observing in TMT. Exactly.
Great. Thank you. Now, the report goes into detail about sustainability practices in M&A, and sustainability in ESG has obviously been a huge corporate trend over the past few years. Some of the responses that you received are quite interesting. Can you talk us through the questions that were asked in the survey and the results you received, please?
Yeah, ESG continues to be a popular topic. You know, 84% of all regions continuing to expect increased, you know, regulation in the areas of ESG disclosure. You know, certainly we've seen new, you know, key rules in the EU, like the sustainable finance disclosure regulations and EU taxonomy. In the US, the SEC has climate-related disclosure rules that go into effect in April. So, you know, we're obviously seeing increased regulations. The E side of this seems to be moving the needle the most a bit. Energy efficiency and greenhouse, you know, gas emission, carbon, you know, disclosures are key on deal makers' minds. You know, that said, you know, ESG reporting is still evolving, which makes it harder to diligence and to specifically quantify for deal makers. We saw in the survey 71% of deal makers citing frustration around lack of clarity on ESG standards. You kind of have to assume that the, you know, increase in regulations and more, you know, disclosures in this topic is going to get us to an answer on that. But that still tends to be something that's plaguing deal makers in 24.
Thanks. And deal makers have indicated in the report that they're not necessarily relying on the same playbook in order to execute and get deals done this year. They're having to think a bit differently. What are some of the different strategies that they pointed to?
That's true. They definitely were commenting on those topics. So a couple strategies that stood out. Deal preparation, you know, so 34% said getting an earlier start on deal prep allows buyers to more easily and thoroughly assess targets and streamline the process once in due diligence. That's, you know, I could say from the Intralinks side, we saw a 50% increase in the number of deals in prep mode. So that, you know, is consistent with our own findings. From a technology perspective, you know, deal makers indicated that leveraging technology, including virtual data rooms, is a crucial element to deal success. As the need for efficiency has never been greater, you know, when paired with the concerns around cybersecurity, these tools are non-negotiables. And speaking of cybersecurity, 87% of PE dealmakers and 60% of dealmakers overall expect cybersecurity concerns during M&A process to increase, you know, meaning that even more proactive diligence is becoming common in this space, and people have you know, heightened awareness to the importance of security, you know, in due diligence.
Great, thank you. And that leads nicely onto the next question. We can't escape it. AI has been a game changer across many industries over the past year to 18 months, particularly generative AI. Can we touch briefly on AI in M&A, with dealmakers fusing AI and machine learning with their own human expertise to improve efficiency? What did the deal makers you spoke to in the survey have to say about using tools powered by AI in the M&A process?
Well, Julian, I couldn't be more personally excited about this topic. I think it stands to transform the way that deal execution is done over the next few years. And, you know, it's a very exciting time with the evolution of AI and the ways that it can facilitate the deal process. 93% of dealmakers surveyed expect to use AI tools in M&A in the next year. And that pairs very well with the overall digital transformation trend that's been accelerated since the COVID years. You know, as we noted, I think, you know, Nick even commented, many of the areas that AI can make an impact, the respondents indicated contract drafting and research, due diligence clearly, and risk assessment and deal structuring, you know, to be the top areas. Now, that doesn't necessarily come without concerns, though. There are concerns about reliability and accuracy, quality of the data, as well as security and privacy. People are, you know, clearly concerned about content and tenancy isolation, and to make sure that the data that models are trained on, you know, and the data that is reported, you know, all, you know, carries the same level of permission and security that we would expect in any data room, you know, diligence process.
Thank you. And just to round all of that up, can you outline the challenges you expect to see in M&A in the coming months, and what parts of the process will be the most challenging?
Well, like Nick, I think we're, you know, cautiously optimistic that M&A will return to growth in 2024. It seems to be on the rise. The last four quarters have all been accelerating, with Q4 with a significant uptick. You know, financing is the obvious area to watch, with the upcoming election cycle in the U.S. These could both, you know, impact overall volume of deals we ultimately see. Accelerating trends around ESG, AI, and digital transformation really make this a unique and exciting time, you know, as the landscape is changing. And, you know, we're all right at the center of this. And we've been seeing these in our crystal ball for a few years together with you. And, you know, we're well positioned to help clients navigate the new deal-making environment that we're now in.
Great, Ken. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much. That was Ken Bisconti, who's the co-head of SS&C Intralinx. And earlier on, you heard from Nick Cheek, who is the managing editor for Merger Market. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dealcast from Merger Market and SS&C Intralinx. I'm Juliana Needham. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please follow it. And if you're listening to Apple, please rate and review the show. If you want to find out more about what we've been talking about, then have a look at our show notes. Join us again next week.